Good evening, my dear friends. It is very sad that people during the time of Christ was only satisfied by the physical food which our Lord gave them. They could not level up in their belief in Christ. They could not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the Son of God. They only believed that Jesus Christ merely provided physical satisfaction. They were happy that Jesus Christ was able to drive out demons. They were happy that Jesus Christ was able to cure, to give sight to the blind. But that was all. Our Lord was trying to tell them that they have to level up and become more spiritual. And that's why our Lord said, "I am the bread of life, the bread that will sustain them for all eternity." And yet they could not grasp it and understand it. So dear my brothers and sisters, hopefully we will be able also to level up our belief and faith in Jesus Christ. And fortunately, our belief in Jesus Christ is merely based on our fulfillment of our duty, the requirement of the church. We think that it is enough that we have fulfilled our duty, that we have attended the Mass. And for the seminarians, they think that it is enough that they are able to understand Christ academically, that they can research about Jesus Christ. But our Lord is saying that there has to be a new relationship. There has to be a relationship with Christ as a person and not as a doctrine. Kaya po napaka-importante po that we have to establish that personal, intimate relationship with Christ. It is useless po if we simply fulfill our duty as a requirement of the church. Perhaps we can do all the duties that we can do and we feel that we are already holy. But holiness depends on our relationship with Christ. Sana po ay ito'y maging totoo sa atin, that whatever we do and wherever we are, we carry Christ in our hearts. This is very important that our Lord would like to emphasize. Sana po ito'y ating maging priority and focus, because it is only a spiritual person who can have this kind of relationship with Christ. Otherwise, if we remain worldly in our relations with the Lord, then we will never be able to know Him deeply as the Son of God. In this Mass, we ask the good Lord always for His mercy and blessing.